So, Jad, we have 3 more years with Toto Wolff. Mercedes and he concluded a deal that ensures he's there until the end of 2026. So what are your thoughts?
Well, it didn't come as a surprise for me, having Toto extend his contract. End of the day, he's related to the team. He co-owns the team. And it makes sense for him to keep going with this job for many reasons. First of all, if you're going to replace Toto Wolff at the helm at Mercedes, who are you going to get these days? Mattia Binotto? Doesn't
Good
work.
point.
So this is the first thing. but at some point, you also feel that maybe Mercedes need to refresh. Maybe they need to have a new face up there. Look, we all respect what Wolff did over the years at Mercedes, but we also have to admit that he inherited part of this, you know, with Ross Brawn building up. He took over. He had Niki Lauda on his side, and he took over. He led the team through the good days. My problem is, ever since Mercedes started going back, I mean, 2022, 2023, I didn't find this strong leadership from Toto. He didn't exude confidence as a leader in the tough times. For them to go with a car that didn't work in 2022 and then keep going with it in 2023, even Lewis telling them that car is not good, and we know how Lewis and Toto are close. He didn't listen to him. He didn't take a strong, decisive stance on this thing, and they went on with the same concept for 2 years, and now they're going back to the drawing board. These 2 years, for me, it was a bit of caused some doubt regarding Toto Wolff. But end of the day, despite all this, I don't think either Mercedes or Wolff have a better option than to keep on going together. So yeah, it's another 3 years of Toto. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, look, it was a no-brainer. Toto has a share in the team. And by having a share in the team, he's not going to fire himself. And I think he's done a fantastic job. I mean, you know, look, forget the fact there was a perfect storm that occurred with Ross and Brawn and Mercedes and all that. It was a perfect storm that laid the path for Toto to move up the ladder like he did at Mercedes. But he was shrewd. You know, he came in pretty low-key at Williams, looked around, obviously learned a hell of a lot. I remember he won the Dubai 24 Hour actually as a driver, driving a BMW, sponsored by Red Bull, believe it or not. And yeah, so he's got racing in his blood. He's very passionate. You can see he's throwing headphones around, etc. He's happy to throw people under the bus, even if it's his teammates. I think he's been a good boss. He's been a very, very good boss for the team. Let's not forget, 15 titles in 8 years under his watch. It's unprecedented. It was the mightiest Formula One team we ever saw. And credit to him. Yes, he had a lot of help along the way, but you don't build great stuff, you know, alone. You know, Ron Dennis didn't build McLaren alone. You know, Enzo Ferrari did not build Ferrari alone. But, you know, this modern Mercedes team belongs to Toto. And yeah, obviously, it's going to be difficult once you've won like a serial winner. The question is, how is he taking it as a loser? And as you said, you know, he's sometimes questionable. I disagree with him 110% on the 11th, even 12th team in Formula One, which he's very against. But Toto is part of our story. It's part of our history. He's one of the most influential men in the history of Formula One. He's made $2 billion, according to Forbes. So I'm happy to have Toto for another 3 years. First of all, he deserves it. And I think, you know, it's not the end of Mercedes. They just got to get the right car. And of course, Toto versus Christian Horner. I just love it. I mean, I just love it. So, and I think the closer they are in terms of Lewis and Max and George and Max and whatever, I think we're going to see some interesting stuff with Toto and Christian, because I think Christian really likes to needle him, and he can because he's in a winning position now. So yeah, I look forward to the 3 years, and it's a very good decision. It's a no-brainer, and I'd like Toto to be on forever. You know, he's been a good team principal, even though you disagree with him or not. In the end of the day, he's family. He loves his racing. He hates losing. Well, welcome to the family.